hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that encouraged Prince Charming to go on, kiss that sleeping girl.
Oh, we did not. That is not true, Jeff.
It worked
not
out in the
true.
End. It's
Does
Battle.
Not age?
No.
Do not age.
No.
It's Battle
no.
of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants.
Okay.
In this corner, he always takes his dates to a restaurant where two of his exes are servers, so he can watch the fireworks happen.
Wow.
It's Brave Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Very great.
You managed to date half of a restaurant. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, just like the cooks do.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, he's the first person in the world to ever get a degree from an accredited university for a PhD in ghosting.
Wow.
Meet Gonshon.
Yeah. It's impressive. Well, you just don't show up for class, right? Like, that's how it works.
What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
All right, here's how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. The other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds till we declare a winner. We're going to kick things off with Brave Dave. Go.
So I met this girl who was a comedian, or at least I thought she was. She was funny at first, but then she wouldn't stop making jokes all night.
Oh.
Like she ought to turn it off.
Trying material out on you.
Yeah, and like while we were trying to make out, three times he grabbed my boxers and tried to give me a wedgie just to be funny.
Oh. I thought you meant stand-up comedian. I didn't realize you meant junior high comedian.
Interesting.
give me a kiss. Yeah. Pie to the face.
Yeah. Romance has changed. Gone, Sean, you're up.
All right, I got a better one. So I brought this girl back to my place, and before I did, I texted my sister to tell her to stay at her boyfriend's house because I live with her.
Oh, okay.
You didn't want her to hear it?
Okay. Yeah.
That's up to you, man.
I think it'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So my date, she stayed the night, right? And the next morning, we're going to go to breakfast, and then she starts going through my sister's room and starts going through her closet looking for something to wear.
Oh, that's
a little intrusive.
Oh, my God. I feel like this person's been my roommate before.
I was like, no. Stop that. Get out of there.
Yeah.
She's like, what's the difference? Eventually, we're going to be sisters-in-laws anyway.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you got a stage 5 clinger on your hands.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Brooke, you don't borrow your sister-in-law's stuff?
No.
We're matching.
Round 2. Dave, back to you. Get it.
Okay, so this girl invited me to play pickleball with her.
Okay.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, so we get to the courts, and a cute old couple asks us to play with them in doubles.
All right.
Aww. Oh, wow.
So we start playing, and my date yells at me that I'm going too easy on them.
Oh. She wants you to take down the senior citizens. She's a little competitive.
Yeah. She, like, gets in my face and tells me, if you want to win, aim low because they can't bend very well.
She's savage. I mean her.
I love it.
It's a smart play.
And did you?
Nah, look, I had to apologize to the seniors. And I just had to leave because she was just too intense.
Oh, man. I mean, you didn't want any broken hips on the court, okay?
She's right. You are a chump.
Yeah.
Sean, you're on the ropes here. You got to hit back.
All right, this one's weird. So I spent the night at a girl's place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She warned me she was a sleep talker.
Oh, no.
Creepy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And sure enough, about 10 minutes in, laying down, she starts having a conversation.
Oh, that's so strange.
I can't really hear what she's saying, but she's laughing a little bit and she's giggling. I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. So I go to wake her up and I see she's laying with her phone on her ear and actually talking with her long distance boyfriend.
No!
Oh! Yeah. God, she was.
She's a nighttime talker, not actually a sleep talker.
Oh. He's like, hey, tell him what's up.
Yeah.
All right. On to the third and final round. Gentlemen, we need your best stories here. Brave Dave, what do you got?
I got you. So I was at a girl's place, and I made the mistake of telling her I had a date the next day.
Oh, that's rude.
You are Brave Dave,
yeah.
She didn't seem, like, too mad because she offered me to give me a massage, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought she was just trying to, like, step it up a level, being flirty.
Yeah, your next girl won't do this for you.
Yeah, well, it turned out that the lotion she was using on me was fake tanning lotion.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's evil brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And it set in really slowly. And by the next day when I woke up, I was orange.
Oh,
she's like, let me get your face. Come here.
Just on the shoulders and neck, too.
No. Oh, just like, let me open up your sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
On your cheekbones.
Imagine the streak.
Sean, dude, you got your work cut out for you here. Last chance.
All right, so this girl asked me to do a Peloton workout with her, right?
Oh.
So we're side by side. We're doing a class when she starts crying while she's pedaling.
Oh, no.
Did the instructor tell you to cry at that point? Because you're supposed to follow what they say.
Honestly, I don't blame her. I cry when I do cardio. Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, see, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, it's just hard. So I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. And I was like, okay. Ooh. And more tears and bawling. And I'm like, what's going on?
Is it like the music is triggering for her or something?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. So I was like, what's going on? And she points to the screen and says, the Peloton coach was her ex.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
She was dating a hottie. Those guys are really attractive.
Why is she taking his class still, though?
No, she says it, like, motivates her to get a better body.
Revenge body. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to have more abs than you someday.
That final bell means the match is over. We've got to score this, judges. So, Alexis, who wins?
I'm going Dave because I know how bad an orange tan can be.
Oh, my God.
One for Brave Dave.
Dude,
Brooke?
Orange Dave for me, too. Yeah. His name. Sorry.
Congratulations, right. Dave. Your dating life is so horrible. Even Taylor Swift is jealous of you.
Oh wow.
Okay.
At least she doesn't have an orange back, though.
Yeah. That was Battle of the Tinder Dates. We got your phone tab coming up next.